Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Newsmakers Podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor of the News. Today, we're sitting down with John Swan, President of Weil McLean. John's going to discuss the boiler marketplace, challenges facing the industry, and the School of Better Heating program. Let's get to it. John, Weil McLean is known for its cast iron boilers and hydronics offerings overall. What are some of the biggest trends you're currently seeing in the hydronics marketplace?
Yeah, Nick, we see really three major shifts that are ongoing at various stages of impact, if you will. One is the continued growth and shift towards high-efficiency products and in applications where high-efficiency is a good fit for the overall system, there can be an extremely compelling economic case for those products in areas where either the distribution system or other technical aspects of the installation, such as venting, may not be 100% compatible with high-efficiency or condensing product. There's an ongoing and very compelling case for standard efficiency cast iron products. So those OEMs that are able to number one, provide a broad range of products, and number two, have the application knowledge and the technical expertise to really inform and educate the market on the best fit for purpose, if you will, I think are advantaged in that regard. The second area is really on the digital side, and specifically the controls and technology, communication technology and connectivity technology that are embedded in products. It's an emerging area, the ability to integrate with, on the commercial side, for example, a building management system, and then the nascent space of integrating into a smart home environment and having the ability to either do remote monitoring or ultimately some predictive analytics with the product or even prognostics down the road. As these products become smarter, it's very, very impactful and very interesting space.
Yeah.
Finally, we're also seeing in the channel ongoing consolidation among the traditional distributor partners, whether it's on the plumbing side or on the mechanical or HVAC side. And as that consolidation continues, the importance of OEMs to adapt to a changing knowledge base within those channel partner organizations and to work more closely side by side to help serve the needs not only of the end user but the contractor partners as well. We really see those three things as being pretty substantial changes in the market, but also opportunities to adapt and grow as an equipment manufacturer.
Yeah, and you mentioned adapting and growing. And just what is the company currently doing to innovate within the hydronics marketplace? Is it a matter of getting smarter and consolidating, as you said? What's the biggest steps that Weil McLean is doing to innovate?
Yeah, we really have, again, three areas where we're focused as an organization. One is continuing to value engineer not only our products, but our processes, become easier to do business with, and tailor our offering. If you think beyond the product itself, just the overall customer experience, to better equip ourselves to provide not only the right information, but in the right format. I mentioned application knowledge and technical expertise being notable examples. But really, when you think about the overall cost-quality delivery equation and how important it is to serving this type of market, especially with the seasonality of the products, very important. The second area is really, as I mentioned, a lot of change and consolidation and convergence within the channel.
Mm-hmm.
As an OEM with our brand recognition and our scale in the industry, it's very important that we take a leadership role in understanding how that's going to shape going forward, and more, I guess, effectively managing our channel partners, both in the area of market analytics and understanding at the local level the install base that we're selling into, some of the stocking requirements or product mix based on not only the install base but the technical aptitude and skill set for that local market in terms of installers and contractors, mm-hmm. Understanding local rebates and the financial equation as it relates to, you know, total cost of ownership and the return on investment, if you will, for these products at the end user level, tailoring our incentive programs in terms of our partners both at the distribution level and in the contractor community in ways that are mutually beneficial and that align the right behaviors to ultimately serve the end user.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some examples. And then finally, the third area is really around product innovation and R&D. And I mentioned the trend towards high efficiency. Clearly, going back to, I think, 1981, when we brought the first VHE boiler high-efficiency boiler into the North American market. We've been on the leading edge of that trend, and we look to continue both, whether it's the overall efficiency equation or the controls package and beyond the actual product itself, understanding, again, applications and fit for purpose given the broad range of products we have. But I do believe also the connectivity and integration into building management systems and the smart home will be an important aspect of that product level innovation.
And John, you mentioned staying ahead of the marketplace and being able to adapt and just understanding what's going on. What are some of the biggest challenges that you currently see facing the industry?
Yeah, so the regulation and the regulatory environment, the sheer volume of new rules that are coming down from the Department of Energy regarding not only the efficiency levels of the product, but the test procedures to ultimately qualify the product requires additional resources. And so I think as an OEM, one of the biggest challenges is being able to balance the forward-leaning, if you will, innovation roadmap going forward in terms of new technologies with the compliance aspect of making sure that our legacy line of products are fully compliant with the new set of regulations that are coming out. Also, I think you're seeing a demographic shift in the channel, both at the distributor level and at the contractor level, where a lot of these are family-owned businesses, multi-generation family-owned businesses. There's a lot of technical knowledge that's embedded in these businesses that may be nearing retirement age. So the ability, as the sophistication of the products continues to increase, the ability of us as an OEM to, again, continue to partner with and educate our channel partners in improving their technical skills and their ability to install, maintain, and ultimately support the product in the most efficient way for the end user. So being cognizant of those demographic shifts, also the business level pressures, if you will, for some of these smaller businesses where we have to understand, you know, their business priorities and work side by side with them to make sure that our processes are aligned and our interests are aligned with their ability to grow their business as a small, and in many cases, small family-owned organization.
And with that, and looking ahead a little bit, what challenges maybe that aren't right at the forefront facing at the moment, but they might be coming on the horizon? What do you see coming up as challenges?
Hey, great question. So back to the point about the demographics around the contractor base and installation base or installer base specifically, the average age of the HVAC and plumbing installer is about 57. The average age of retirement is about 62. Right now, the industry, beyond hydronics to the broader HVAC industry in North America, is facing a looming workforce shortage in that area. So obviously, we all have an interest in being able to attract new talent into the industry and to ultimately make the products more plug and play, more easy to install and to troubleshoot, and to really drive productivity at the field level to reduce callbacks and truck rolls and to improve the ability of installers to get as much productivity out of their field organization as possible. That's one of the biggest challenges we see coming down the road. In addition to, I made reference to the shifting regulations, which typically have between 3 and 5 year implementation horizons. And then the disruption, again, back to the point around smart products and connectivity, what level of skill will be required or technology will be required to support that trend long term.
One of the programs your company offers is the School of Better Heating program. And could you, for our audience, detail what that program consists of?
Yeah, we've really rededicated ourselves. I mean, over the years, while McLean has been synonymous with technical leadership in the field, and we really have been a leader in education and training, and we rededicated ourselves over the last 2 years or so to really reinvigorating and redesigning our overall training and application support program. School Better Heating program itself is an education and training platform for both contractors and distributors. We have a dedicated learning and development team that supports the platform, and it consists of a mix of both factory-level, multi-day training curricula, if you will, and an ongoing field, whether it's at the regional sales office level or side-by-side with contractors in the field, other programs or events that are ongoing. Topics, some of the typical topics range from, you know, hydronics 101 to specific technical areas like circulator relays, multiple boiler setup, and training around high efficiency control logic as these systems become more sophisticated.
And so when are some of the next dates that that program is going to be taking place?
Well, the school runs from March to September. We actually had two separate courses that were hosted at our Michigan City facility in Indiana last week. We have an event coming up in Cedar Rapids in Iowa in July. We have a Boston event in August, and then we'll be in Westchester County in New York in September.
And John, you also hinted at other training and education initiatives going on at Weill McLean. Could you detail some of those for us as well?
Yeah, some examples would be commercial boiler setup and sales training, startup training and commissioning. Those are offered in March, June, and September. We have ongoing foundry tours where we'll bring contractors, specifying engineers, really anyone who has an interest into the assembly environment, and those are ongoing throughout the year by request. We do have lunch and learn programs that are available at the local level through our local field sales reps. We have product demonstration events, whether it's a roadshow with our live fire trailer or an open house that might be hosted at one of our regional sales offices. And our contractor loyalty program, it's called our Boiler Bucks program. You can actually earn additional rewards points by attending those events and getting the ability to earn back-end benefits.
I'm going to get a little bit broad here with this next question, John, but Weill McLean is currently celebrating its 135th anniversary, obviously a massive number there. But looking forward, what are the visions for the future of this company?
Yeah, 135 years, it's pretty impressive. And when you think about the identity of Weill McLean and what we've meant to the industry and over those 135 years, it's very, very humbling as we talk about what the company could evolve to over the next 135 years. I think, Nick, in short, our goal and our strategy is to continue to redefine what value we can bring in terms of not only hydronic expertise or even heating for that matter, but the broader definition of personal comfort. And so all of our activities, all of our efforts are really geared around understanding customer needs at the end user level, understanding the role of our partners, both contractors and distributors, and how those roles are going to evolve and whether that could result in expansion into adjacent product categories or broader components within the hydronic system or the broader HVAC equation overall. We do have sister companies within our portfolio that have complementary products, both on the heating and the cooling side. So I think it starts and ends with a better understanding of the application of the technology that we have, what those end user needs are, and how they're evolving. And we'll continue to make investments to expand the role of Weill McLean within that equation.
Well, John, it's obviously an incredible milestone. If our listeners want to learn more about the company, and also the School of Better Heating program that you detailed a little bit earlier in the podcast, where can they turn?
Yes, we have an updated website. It's much more user-friendly. It's mobile-enabled and much more easily navigable, if you will, over what we had before. It's at www.weill-mclain.com. And we're always ready and willing to answer questions that either customers have or those that are interested in the industry and consider it an open door.
John, we appreciate the time, and thanks again for stopping by the Newsmakers Podcast.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate the interest and appreciate the time today.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with John, learned about the School of Better Heating program, the Boiler Marketplace, and more. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmakers series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.